It's an incredibly powerful truth that our behaviour affects our thinking, and our thinking affects our behaviour. The two are inexorably linked. Without a shadow of a doubt, the single biggest change agent for good in my life over the last 21 and a half years since I gave my life to Jesus has been reading God's word almost every day of my life. Not every day, but most days. And not just reading his word, but reflecting on it, receiving it, and then responding to it. Think about it. We all want a better life, right? Self-improvement is a multi-billion dollar industry worldwide. There are business gurus, success gurus, life gurus, health gurus, all sprouting their stuff, all claiming to have the answers. If only we'll buy their book, attend their conference, sign up for their program online. People are lapping this stuff up and paying through the nose for it. Peter Drucker, the man who years ago invented the term the knowledge worker, he once said the reason people use the word guru is that charlatan is often too long for the headlines. See, these are false prophets. It's not that some of them don't have some clever things to say, but they don't have the answers for life. They don't have the truth. They don't have the wisdom of God. God, on the other hand, is ready, willing, and able to speak his truth and his wisdom in abundance into your life. But are we listening? Psalm 119, verses 59 and 60. When I think on my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies. I hasten and I do not delay to keep your commandments. The man writing this psalm is praying to God. And what he's saying is, you know, Lord, I've been thinking about this. I spent a lot of time in your word. I think about my ways, how I think, how I speak, how I behave. And when I bring those two things together, your word and my ways, I can't help it. I turn my feet to walk in your testimonies, in your word, in your ways. I hasten, I don't delay. As surely as night follows day, I end up keeping your commandments. What's happening there is that this man is reading God's word, reflecting on it, thinking about it, receiving it, and then responding to it with his life. That is how powerful godly change happens in our lives. Read, reflect, receive, respond. Let me say it again. Read God's word, reflect on it, think about what God's saying to you and compare it to how you're living life at the moment. Receive that spirit-breathed word into your heart and respond to it with your life. No one else can do that for you. No one else can bring that sort of powerful change to your life. That's God's word, fresh for you today.